Hi guys, and welcome to this training episode. Today I'm going to talk about working in a team, or sometimes is known as an effective business unit. When do you go from a single operator as a sales agent and put on your next assistant? And when I'm talking to our teams and the agents that are thinking about moving on to that next step and expanding their business footprint, I always ask them, why do you want to do it? Because there's really two reasons why you should be wanting to expand your team. Is one, to make sure that you're more profitable, or two, to create more freedom and more flexibility in your work-life balance. And of course, if you can get both extra profitability and freedom, that's obviously the icing on the cake. So let's start with a typical sales agent, and when should they move or consider going on to having a personal assistant. Now, I know in the industry, there is a phenomenon that a lot of new people are coming into the industry and they're putting on an assistant straight away. And that's a great idea, so long as you've got the financial capacity to support that assistant. And for the purpose of this example, I'm going to be talking about an agent that is responsible for everything that they do, and that the office gives them only limited support. So basically they're running their own show within their office. The only thing from an administration point of view that the office is doing all their trust accounting, all their IT with regard to websites, and all the stuff that the back office needs to do. So let's just talk about an agent writing, just say for the year, $250,000. In GCI, with an average commission of $10,000. Okay, so basically they're doing 25 sales per year. Now, depending on your marketplace, it may require them to be doing 30 listings and selling 80 to 90% of those, and they ended up with 25 sales. But let's just say a typical sales agent, average commission of $10,000. 250 they're writing, and now it's their turn. They're thinking about wanting to achieve, say, $500,000. When is it going to be profitable for them to do that? I'm also going to make the assumption that the agent is on a minimum 50% split. That is, for every $1,000 of GCI that comes into the office, $5,000 goes to the office, and $500 should say, stays with the agent. Okay, so it's a pure 50-50 split. I haven't taken franchise fees off the top of the commission. I haven't taken off marketing levies. And it's really, really important to understand. Now, I'm using this as an example, but I'm also going to talk about real life. In real life, if you're running an effective team, an effective business unit, or having another sales agent to a support person within your team, I truly believe once you achieve this sort of figure of $250,000, and some directors might not be happy with me saying this, but principles, I think it's really important to understand, is you should be sitting on about 60 and if not 70% split of the commission. That's when it becomes really, really profitable. But for the sake of the exercise, so everyone can understand the mechanics, I'm going to use a 50-50 split. Okay, so at the moment, on this example, the agent is taking home $125,000 take home pay, which is a great pay. So if you think of the industry average of $60,000 to $70,000, the average agent earns, this particular agent writes $250,000, is on $125,000. So there's only two reasons why he'll want to put on an assistant at this point in time, and what type of assistant, is to help them increase that GCI so you can make more profit. And two, time. So let's just say they put on their first assistant, and that assistant is costing them $50,000 to put on. So just ballpark figure. By the time they pay for their wages, by the time they do allowances for the car and doing the minimum awards, it's going to be a cost of $50,000. So technically speaking, if you put on an assistant straight away, and you don't increase your GCI, and you haven't increased your split with your office, you're going to take a pay cut down to $75,000. Pretty, pretty simple. So what you're really, really hoping to achieve now is get to your break-even point. How do you get to your break-even point So at the absolute minimum, you stay on the $125,000. That's really, really simple to do. If it's $50,000 that's costing you, you're on a 50-50 split. You need to bring in another $100,000 in GCI, of which you get to keep 50% with your offer split, which equals $50,000. Okay, which just paid for your assistant, your personal assistant here. Okay, you've written $100,000, which is an extra 10 sales. That negates the actual cost. So that $50,000 crosses off that $50,000. So you're back up to 125. So in effect, you've gone from 25 sales to 35. You've gone from 250 GCI to 350,000 GCI to earn 125,000. I hope that makes sense. So by adding on a personal assistant, you basically need to increase your volume by 30%, almost 50% to get to 350,000 so you can earn the same money. So that's step number one. So when do you start making profit? So let's say your target profit is to go from 125,000 to 200,000 net profit back into your pocket. So you're on a 50-50 split, 50% split on your GCI. Now, for you to do that on your own, you'd be at $400,000. So if you as a sales agent sold $400,000 worth of GCI, which is 40 properties, you'd take home $200,000. But you've got your assistant to help you do that. But to keep that $200,000, you've still got to pay for your assistant. Your assistant is costing you $50,000. But in GCI, it's actually costing you, you need to generate $100,000 in GCI to pay for the assistant. So total GCI you have to bring in is $500,000. So I hope that kind of makes sense. For you to earn $200,000 and to have an assistant to help you, you need to start writing $500,000 in GCI, which is 50 sales, which is approximately one sale per week. I hope that makes sense. Now, of course, once you add your third assistant, and let's just pretend your third assistant is costing you $50,000, okay? To get to your break-even point of $200,000, you need to be writing another 100, which is another, you need to go to 600,000 GCI. And this is where the challenge really, really occurs, because if you're only on a 50% split, that's where it makes it extremely difficult to start ramping up the numbers, having the support people and making a profit. And that's not to discourage directors in allowing this to occur. It's actually a great thing, because if you're a director out there and you're putting on teams, your GCI overall in your office, your what's coming into the office is far greater. So your profitability, as a percentage, it might be a little bit lower, but overall, it's going to be a lot greater. And plus, you have security because you're putting team members on who are extremely profitable. So they're profitable. They're getting great support, not only from the office themselves, but obviously their support teams. And they're also getting freedom, so they're not burning out. So your retention of team members will increase. So if you're a director out there looking at this model, don't be scared that your agents asking for a higher split is going to be that detrimental. And of course, you can have your checks and balances in place to make sure that people are achieving those targets and contributing to the office and obviously the infrastructure that a director has put in place so that individual sales agents can go out there and do it. But in essence, I see this as being the future of real estate. You have one person mentoring two other people within the organization, growing a team. And of course, once what I would call you meet your break-even point in regards to the profit you want to achieve, you can start adding some incentives and bonus packages back to these people. But that wouldn't start until you achieve your minimum base. So again, if you have any questions, by all means, post it on the post below, or private message me, and I'd love to walk you through how to engage as an effective business unit or start building a team within your organization. Hope you enjoyed it.